This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Matt Bloom. One of the main supporters of Republican congressional candidate Eric Odlin now faces a campaign finance complaint. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
Paracol Communications has given $50,000 to a super PAC supporting Eric Odlin. That makes it one of the group's top supporters, according to campaign finance records. But Paracol has recently worked for the federal government, and federal contractors are banned from donations in federal elections. Now, the company's spending is the subject of a campaign finance complaint from attorney Mario Nicholas. Nicholas is a supporter of Odlin's Democratic opponent in the race. If the Federal Election Commission finds wrongdoing, it could fine Paracol thousands of dollars. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Buildings are responsible for a fifth of Colorado's climate warming emissions. CPR's Sam Brash has more on a new state board tackling the issue.
The new Energy Code Board was created by legislation signed earlier this year. The 21-member panel will establish minimum green building codes. They'll go into effect in stages. Starting next summer, any community updating its construction rules will need to adopt international efficiency standards, plus rules to ensure buildings can handle electric cars and solar panels. By the summer of 2026, all communities will need to meet or exceed a new statewide energy code. The board's first meeting is set for later this month. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
You can hand off any unwanted firearms or ammo to the Fort Collins Police Department today. The department says it will destroy weapons turned in during its gun safety event, which runs from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. More info on its website. This is CPR.